We here at Interior have separated the EEO compliance function from the diversity, strategic diversity management function. And so my job is to focus the workforce on those behaviors that drive an inclusive work environment, as opposed to focusing on representation solely, which is the function of the EEO office.
What is your diversity plan going to look like as required by the executive order on diversity?
Well, actually, our diversity plan was issued when Secretary Ken Salazar issued his inclusive workplace strategy, in which he communicated the diversity and inclusion goals for the Department of Interior. And he issued that on August 16th, 2010. We're focusing on long-term organizational success and sustainability. The Secretary instructed leadership to maximize efforts to recruit and hire exceptional individuals and to keep that talent in Interior. The strategy and concept is creating a workplace in which everyone is fully engaged, their skills and talents are tapped, and everyone gets to participate in creating an environment deemed welcoming and fair.
And is it true also that the idea or the notion or definition of diversity has evolved a lot in the last few years?
Oh, it has. And rather than getting caught up in that, here at Interior, we decided rather than focus on the definition of diversity, which historically had been so, had been so generic at Interior that it was open to interpretation by anyone, we decided instead to focus on a diversity principle. And that principle is that everyone is unique and has a unique contribution to make. And that has been resonating with the workforce as opposed to relying on a fuzzy definition of diversity.
So it's not just racial balances and ratios, but also thinking and other qualities of people besides what you can see from the outside.
Absolutely.
So the president's executive order on diversity last August talked about implementing what he called a more comprehensive, integrative focus on diversity. What does it actually take to get that done and see meaningful results?
I think for us here at Interior, we've been working hard to strengthen our talent management processes and procedures to institute integrated human capital schemes, policies, procedures, and practices that enable diversity and inclusion. So we historically have done well in bringing people in the front door, but we've had this sort of revolving door where they leave, and I think it's because we hadn't had key success enabling systems in place to shore up our retention capability. And part of the inclusive workplace strategy is definitely focused on that retention piece.
And how do you know when you are properly diverse? I mean, what is the goal for all of this activity?
Well, we don't have an end. This is a journey for us that doesn't end. I think the mistake oftentimes with diversity efforts is assuming there's an endpoint. You know, how do we know when we've arrived there? We'll know as employees say they love working here, they want to stay here, they want to join us. We can see that from the Best Places to Work survey results, the Employee Viewpoint survey results, our retention rate. And then we'll check in with our counterparts in the EEO office if we're interested in how that plays out or how that translates in terms of representation. But even when we achieve what some may consider, ideal representation rates, we're still not there unless we can retain that and we can continue to recruit those efforts. So this is ongoing for us. And it's just we want to make it the way we do business around here rather than a target.
We're speaking with John Burton. He's the Chief Diversity Officer at the Interior Department. And speaking of the satisfaction surveys, recently the Partnership for Public Service took a look at diversity and satisfaction. How did Interior do?
Again, we on the diversity piece, we improved. But again, we don't want to prematurely focus on those numbers, so we are satisfied that we're headed in the right direction based on that improvement, a slight improvement, I may add. But we think we have a long ways to go, but we will use that as a quantitative measure of how we're doing and how we're improving to measure progress. But right now, we're more focused on the culture of this organization, and we've seen indicators that that is starting to shift. And we think the culture is, in the end, what drives the numbers. So if we can continue with the progress we're making on changing the culture within Interior to be more inclusive, we think the numbers will take care of themselves.
What are some of the strategies that other agencies might use that have worked for you to improve diversity?
I think one of the main things that's really got things moving for us is we shifted the focus of our diversity training from EEO compliance to organization development talent management. We've moved diversity and inclusion dialogue among our managers and supervisors from being about what our bureaus and offices can do for diversity to what diversity and inclusion can do for Department of Interior in terms of game-changing performance outcomes. And that training protocol also provides pathways for managers and supervisors to explore the many issues surrounding diversity and inclusion in a non-threatening manner. That's one thing that I think all agencies could consider doing. Another is, a pillar of our inclusive workplace strategy is our highly effective diversity change agent program. We designed this program, and it's comprised of a cadre of fully committed and trained diversity change agents who affect and mobilize a critical mass of stakeholders, and they help us in leading efforts to educate the workforce about diversity and its importance to the current and future success of the Department of Interior. That's an easy lift. Our change agents keep diversity front of mind by initiating engaging and job-relevant conversations that position diversity and inclusion as continuing mission-critical issues and imperatives, actually.
So it sounds like they talk not just to the human capital people, but also to the program and office managers that really do the ultimate hiring.
Absolutely, and they're not just talking to them. They are those people. They are regional directors. They are state center associate directors. They're in prominent positions throughout the organization and positioned to drive change.
And you also said earlier how you described how your office relates to the EEO office. So are you part of the human capital chain of command, or where does the chief diversity officer's activities fit within the Interior Department?
No, we are separated from the human capital function. They are my strategic partners, and we're always in touch with each other. But we realize we have different functions to play for the organization. I report directly to Assistant Secretary Rhea Sue, and have a direct also line of authority to the Secretary, Ken Salazar. We have different reporting structures within the organization, but we do work well as strategic partners because we need each other for the organization to be successful. I think our effort this time, essentially and quite critically, is we're doing diversity and inclusion with our managers and supervisors this time rather than to them, which was done in the past. And that's, I think, the key to our success here.